13 Days of Halloween is from Grim and Mild, Blumhouse, and iHeart 3D Audio. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
So, this is your father?
Yes, and no. He is the man who raised me.
What happened to your real parents?
I never knew them. He found me the same way that I found you.
On the beach?
Yes.
How old were you?
An infant.
Did you grow up in here?
Oh, don't be silly. There's a house a little further up the path. That's where we lived. It's since collapsed. He's lived here upstairs since, with the light. Bathed in it.
How does he sleep?
I'm not sure that he does anymore. Come. So, he's very temperamental. Try not to take it personally. He's just very suspect of newcomers. Especially those who come in from the water.
Don't you worship the sea?
He's not really one of us.
Hello? That you, girl?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't hover in the stairwell. Come on up.
Whatever happens, do not tell him how I found you.
Why?
He doesn't trust the sea.
Girl?
Coming!
Is that?
Who's that with you, sir?
Step close and my eyes play tricks in the light.
Well, this is a friend of mine, Papa.
Yes. For a moment, I thought you...
Who?
For a second, I thought I saw a ghost. She looked like George Barrow in the shadows.
George Barrow... Isn't that the...
A good man George was, but a damn fool. Where you say you came in from, miss?
I didn't.
She came in from the road.
What's that?
The road.
I see. Would you like a drink? Weather's frightful tonight.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
I hear, child. You can drink from my glass. I've had enough tonight.
Thank you.
Now, which way you say you came in from? The road? You're sure about that? You remember your ride in? Any details you can recall? Or would you say you just kind of found yourself here? All right. The road it is. Welcome home to Dyerbrook. Look, I don't mean to interrogate you or nothing. It's just, well, I don't get a ton of visits out here from folks who came in on the road. Usually the people that show up here start off down there on the rocks, dragged in on the tide. Funny thing, ain't it? Whole damn point of a lighthouse is to make sure boats don't crash. But there ain't never any boats out there to begin with. Just the people down there on them rocks. You sure you're not the seafaring type? Okay, just double checking, 'cause if you was... You'd know that Dyerbrook hardly has any business even having a lighthouse. Ain't no trade routes within a couple hundred miles of here. And we're not exactly a tourist destination. So who are we keeping a light on for? This lighthouse was abandoned well before I took up post here. No idea where it came from or when it was operational last. To be honest, I only moved in the first place because I needed a place to squat while I figured out my next move. See me? I didn't come in from out there on the sea either. No, I came in like you, on the road, running away from what life had dealt me. Is that what you're doing? You running? Well, I can't speak for you, but I had run for too long by the time I found myself here. And I was tired. I wanted to turn things around, find some greater purpose and all of that, but make amends for my past sins. Where do you get started with something as big as being reborn? Sure as hell not out in the world. I don't know how people can hear themselves think on a clear day out there, let alone listen so hard that they can hear the ticking of their innermost clockwork. But then, I found myself here. Dyerbrook. Quiet. Quaint. But the people, you met them, right? Something not right about them? Skeeved me out a little from the get. Friendly, like, sure. Offered me a place to stay in the inn, food at the diner, threw me a whole damn welcome party in the town square. But that ticking way down in the very most complicated parts of my whole damn being told me that while they was good folks, they was off. But if it was solitude I was looking for, this was sure the place I was gonna find it. I had seen the lighthouse down on the road and came up to explore. The place was all rotted through. You could hear the wind and the waves whistling through the open spaces in the walls and ceiling. It was all salt air and chills, the smell of black mold. Exactly what I was looking for. Oh, I figured I'd earn my keep. A few spare bulbs in storage. Huge pain in the ass, fuckers. Half of them, their filaments busted. But I found a working one and got it all set up nice and pretty. Hit the switch and watch that sucker shine. Mesmerizing watching that beam sweep over the rolling waves like a constant reminder of the world in front of you. I could feel my darkness being chased away in that light from day one. But that night wasn't without its horror, of course. I remember thinking, that first poor fellow who washed up was lucky to be alive. We looked a mess. That man was a priest of sorts. Man of God! His collar was still affixed to his shirt, but everything else was all shredded and threadbare beyond his clothes, even. Serrated flesh wounds, bones broken in all kinds of unnatural ways. But more striking was the state of his skin. Couldn't put my finger on it, but it seemed to just hang weird. Especially around the more vulnerable areas. His eyes and the corners of his mouth. Like when you tenderize a piece of meat. It loses all elasticity, becomes this Play-Doh thing that looks more mask than man. Well, he was disoriented and shoot, understandably so. You ever had a near-death experience, let me tell you? No matter how it happens, though, you're standing on the precipice of the void and spitting right into it will do something to you. I don't care who you are, nobody comes back from that the same. And I thought, that's what I was dealing with here, with this priest, this survivor. Well, he was all in a panic, something about his friend still being down on the rocks, but their boat having suddenly vanished. Right out from under them while they were cruising the coast looking to get this Christmas lights along the shore. Now this was mid-July, hotter than a $2 pistol, and this fella was talking to me about Christmas lights. Concussed, I was sure of it. So I gathered old Father Pat and his friend Dan up off of them rocks and brought them to see the good doctor back in town. Good. Name of their boat was called the Witchcraft.
Believe it or not, spooky fucking name for a boat, if you ask me. Oh, I like to imagine black sails and all that.
But I'll never know. The boat never turned up. Oh. Then came the others. Screams the likes of which you never heard, ripping through my sleep so violently, I thought they were my own demons catching up with me. We were travelers, usually one or two at a time, disoriented, panicked. I began to wonder,
how are this many boats going aground on my rocks? What is it about this place that just chews them up and digests them whole? Shoot, all I wanted was a quiet place to find my calling, to figure out what I was here on Earth to do.
But every time I lifted a pen to start writing the next great American novel or what have you, they would turn up down there on the rocks. It wasn't until the crew of the Mary Celeste turned up that my suspicions were confirmed. Oh, the crew of the Mary Celeste weren't survivors, per se. No, they'd been lost at sea for a long, long time. Their flesh had been picked at by fiddler crabs, their eyeballs turned to white grape jelly. Exposed bones washed and bleached, scrubbed clean by the salt of the sea. Of course, they were dead. 7 crew members, their captain, and his wife and infant child. So, what was I supposed to think to do when they pulled themselves up on those rocks, right out of the ocean, and staggered towards me all confused and desperate? They were nothing but a tattered group of waterlogged corpses who thought all was lost until they saw my light. The beam from my lighthouse. A beacon to draw them towards another chance, a hot meal, a swaddle for their baby. I brought them here. And I realized I had brought them all here. Not just this group, but all of them. Father Pat, his buddy Dan, every single other man and woman that washed up on those rocks, I brought them. They'd come to my light through me. They had another chance. So, you understand why I'm surprised to see you here like this. There are not many people make it out this way, alive. So, I'm gonna ask you again. Are you sure you remember how you got here? Absolutely positive. It was on the road. All right, if you say so, maybe you're just searching for your purpose too, like I was mine, but me? I found it years ago. I keep the light going. Reaching out across the waves, a siren call for damp souls, and they come. Ever since the light's been on, they come. I greet them with open arms and give them a new home. I'm the welcoming committee for the dead. And to every one of them, I give the same greeting. Welcome home to Dyerbrook.
That's an incredible story.
Well, it's a way to pass the time, at least. See, now this one here, she was different. She was living and breathing. Weren't you, girl?
Papa, I wanted to check in with you. I am going away for a while.
Away?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh,
away! From here. You.
I'll believe it when I see it. Last time didn't exactly take, did it?
Just be well.
Oh. I'll be what I am. She really does favor Judge Barrow, doesn't she?
She does. Goodbye, Papa.
Goodbye, girl. And goodbye, girl.
George Barrow.
Shh!
We saw George Barrow's grave earlier. The name was familiar to me. Do I know him?
Quiet!
Tell me!
Quiet!
You.
Oh, fine. I'll tell you on the way to the gathering. The hour is upon us. Come.
Tomorrow on 13 Days of Halloween, everything returns to the sea.
I have questions.
Of course you do!
What is the gathering, and who is George Barrow?
It's time for you to take the medicine. The medicine the doctor gave you.
What?
The medicine the doctor gave you. You still have it.
Yes.
Then take it.
I feel fine.
It's preventative.
Who is George Barrow? Why do I know that name?
If you take your medicine, I will tell you.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, The Lighthouse, starring Kathy Najimy, Bethany Ann Lind, and Clayton Landy. Written by Zoe Cooper, with additional material by Nicholas Tikoski. Sound design and mixing by Trevor Young. Engineering by Violet Furton, Dubway Studios, New York, and Michael Davidson, Soundbite Studios, Atlanta. Casting by Jessica Luza, created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams, with executive producer Aaron Mankey. A production of iHeartRadio, Grim and Mild, and Blumhouse Television.